We'll ask the congregation to please be seated. At this time, we're going to have the Lord's Prayer sung by Mr. Howard Saunders. Happy to have with us today Norman's pastor, Reverend Henry Van Olst. I'm going to ask him to come now, please, and lead us in our opening prayer.
Let us pray. Our gracious God and Father, we give you thanks. We thank you that you've given to us this day, another day to glorify you, another day to enjoy you. And Lord, for the occasion that brings us all here together today, the union of Norm and Debbie in marriage. And Lord, we have seen in your providence how you have brought this to be, that we as family and friends can now give you the thanks, the praise, and the glory for what we were able to witness here this morning. And Lord, all the praise and glory does belong to you. For Lord, when we see again how it was all brought to be, we stand amazed at your ways, how they are marvelous, how they are far beyond knowing. And yet, Lord, here we are to witness the union of Norm and Debbie. Lord, we ask that you would bless them, that you would guide them through life's journey. Amen. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that their marriage may mirror the marriage of Christ and the church. That their union may be one of Norm's unfailing, unconditional love for Debbie, mirroring the love of Christ and the church. And that Debbie's respect and submission to Norm may also reflect the submission of the church to Christ. And in every way, that when these fundamentals of marriage are strived for, then truly, Heavenly Father, the expectations of a blessed marriage are exceedingly high.
Amen.
We have every reason to anticipate their blessedness when you add your blessing upon their lives, when they seek to honor you in their marriage all the days of their lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you that in this, your name will be glorified through their marriage. And that is ultimately what life is all about, your glory. And to that end, Heavenly Father, will you protect them from sin? May they recognize their own failures and call upon you, a merciful Father, to forgive them through the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And Heavenly Father, through that too, that there would never be an opportunity for the devil to drive a wedge between them. But Lord, that truly their union would be one that they know the blessedness of Jesus in their lives. Heavenly Father, in this service, may we do all things to your honor and to your glory. Hear us, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
We are met together in the presence of God to witness the joining of this man and this woman in the sacred covenant of marriage. The Almighty God, at the beginning of time, created our first parents. He made them male and female, and he instituted the marriage of one man and one woman. It is fitting, therefore, that wedded love should begin in the house of God, with thanksgiving and prayer, asking for the Lord's divine blessing and favor. Our Lord Jesus confirmed the divine institution of marriage at the marriage of Cana in Galilee as he was present there. The union of husband and wife in heart, body, and mind is intended by God for their mutual joy, for help, comfort, given to one another in prosperity, in adversity, and when in God's will, for the procreation of children and their nurture in the knowledge and in the love of the Lord. Because marriage is a divine ordinance, it is not to be entered into thoughtlessly, lightly, rashly, but advisedly, deliberately, in reverent fear before God, and with earnest prayer for His blessing. I invite the congregation to take your program and turn to the hymn, O Father, All Creating. Please stand as we sing.
Thank you.
The congregation may be seated. Into this union, Norman and Deborah have now come to be joined. The law of our land also gives its sanction to marriage. If therefore there is anyone that can show just cause why these two persons should not be joined in matrimony, let them declare it now, or else forever after hold their peace. I require and charge you both that if you are aware of any reason why you may not be joined in marriage, declare it now. I have a declaration, Norman, for you. Norman Frederick Lamping, will you have this woman to be your wife, to live together in the holy covenant of marriage, and according to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25, which commands, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church." Will you love her, comfort her, honor her, and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her so long as you both shall live?
I will.
A declaration to the bride. Deborah Marie Nichols, will you have this man to be your husband, to live together in the holy covenant of marriage, and according to Ephesians 5 and verse 22, which commands, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord," will you love, honor, and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him so long as you both shall live? To the congregation, you have witnessed these promises that have been made by Norman and Deborah. Who is giving this bride to be married to this man?
I do.
In the absence of Debbie's father, who died a few years ago, it has been an honor for Debbie to have her brother Lester stand in that place and share in that honor today. The congregation, please stand. Our Lord Jesus Christ reinforced the divine purpose of marriage with these words: "For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh." You have come today to be made husband and wife. Will you join hands and repeat these words after me? I, Norman Frederick Lamping.
I, Norman Frederick Lamping.
Take you, Deborah Marie Nichols.
Take you, Deborah Marie Nichols.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better or for worse.
For richer or for poorer.
For richer or for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love, honor, and cherish.
To love, honor, and cherish.
Until we be parted by death.
Until we be parted by death.
With the Almighty God as my helper.
With the Almighty God as my helper.
I make this solemn vow to you.
I make this solemn vow to you.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I, Deborah Marie Nichols.
I, Deborah Marie Nichols.
Take you, Norman Frederick Lamping.
Take you, Norman Frederick Lamping.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love, honor, and obey.
To love, honor, and obey.
Until we be parted by death.
And until we be parted by death.
With the Almighty God as my helper.
With the Almighty God as my helper.
I make this solemn vow to you.
I make this solemn vow to you.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The Word of God describes the kind of love that you are to have toward each other. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, and hopeth all things, endureth all things, for love never faileth. At this time, we're going to have the exchange of the rings. The exchange of wedding rings is a very important symbol and sign, both of their legal marriage, but also of the solemn vows. Norman, would you please take Debbie's left hand and repeat these words after me. I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my vow.
As a symbol of my vow.
And with all that I am.
And with all that I am.
And all that I have. I will love,
I will love,
honor,
honor,
and cherish you,
and cherish you,
as long as I live,
as long as I live.
In the name of the Father,
in the name of the Father,
and of the Son,
and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit,
and of the Holy Spirit.
Debbie, would you please take Norman's left hand? And repeat these words after me. I give you this ring as a symbol of my vow. With all that I am and all that I have, I will love, honor, and cherish you as long as I live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. For as much, Norman and Debbie, as these have covenanted themselves in holy wedlock, by the authority vested in me as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I now pronounce them husband and wife. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord cause his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Now, Norman, You've been a little bit nervous up to this point now. But now comes the time when you're able to kiss your bride. Do you think you can handle that? Okay. Let's bow, please, for a word of prayer. Father, we have witnessed today, and we are in the presence of a thrice holy God. And we come, Father, to pray for a special blessing upon the union of this man and this woman. We ask, O God, that the light of heaven will shine upon them. We pray that Jesus Christ may be glorified in their lives together as they have been brought as one man and one woman now to be joined in holy matrimony for as long as they live. Our Father, we pray that the Spirit of God will rule their lives, will rule their home, that they will know blessing upon blessing. Give to them grace. Give them understanding. Give them patience. Give them deep love one for another. But most of all, that they will set the Lord before them in their lives. Father, draw them, we pray, close to thyself and in turn close to each other. So hear our prayers this morning. Continue to be with us, we ask, in our Savior's precious name. Amen. The congregation may be seated. Debbie, I received a special note of greeting from Dr. McClelland, and I would like to read that out to you just at this time. Greetings from the beautiful seaside town of Nicopolis in Greece, where the Apostle Paul landed on his way to Philippi, a few miles north of here. Although I am enjoying following the journeys of Paul, I am so sorry that I cannot be with you at your wedding. All weddings are special, but yours is extra special. I am happy that May and other of our family members will be there to share with you in this happy day. You'll be very much in my mind on Saturday as I fly home, and while not there, in fact, will be very much there in my thoughts. I do pray the Lord will bless you both on this, your marriage day. Jesus Christ is the cement that joins a Christian union, and I rejoice with you both because you know Him and you have decided to live your lives to Him. Yours in Christ, Frank McClelland. Norman and Debbie, I'm very grateful today for the opportunity of being able to marry you, and I want to bring you a solemn charge before the Lord today. You are setting on a new voyage. You are making a new home. And the making of a home can be one of the greatest blessings that people can share in their lives. No doubt you will face challenges, as every home does. There'll be times of joy, times of happiness, times of sadness and distress, times of laughing together, and times of weeping together. And yet, no matter what you face, whether prosperity or leanness, be assured that as you keep your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ, His presence will be with you, and His protection will keep you, and His power will strengthen you in the time of your weakness. Make Him the head of your home, and He will guide you through the uncharted waters. Christ will be there, and as you make Him the head of your home, He'll be the unseen guest at every meal and the silent listener to every conversation. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. that in all things Christ might have the preeminence. It is so important that first of all, you have made the Lord the center of your lives personally. This was done many years ago, Norman, for yourself, and I know, Debbie, for you, as you invited the Lord to take control of your life, to invite Him to be your Savior. You repented of your sins, and you cast your soul's eternal destiny upon Him. And for this, we rejoice with you both in the salvation that God has given you. And the solemnity of a home being made in God and in Christ is the union, first of all, that you have with your Savior. Because as you have sought Him first, He has come into your life, your soul, and you know Him as Lord. And I know that both Debbie, as I speak to the congregation now, Debbie and Norman would have me challenge you, who may be here today, that unless you have set Jesus Christ in the first place in your life individually, unless you've invited Him to be your Savior, you cannot know true peace with God. You cannot have happiness in life. I invite you today to seek the God that they have made their Savior. To seek Him with all your heart. Because when you do that and you invite the Lord to forgive your sins and to cleanse your heart, you can have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness," that very truth, the righteousness of God, is Jesus Christ. He is the righteousness of God. And as we set Him in the forefront, we will know that true peace. Now you have been invited to a wedding today. And you have come dressed up in your best clothing. You've come prepared for that wedding feast. But you know, there is a far greater wedding feast that we have been invited to. Are you prepared for that day? Are you prepared to come to that wedding feast that Jesus Christ has invited you to? But you must have on a wedding garment. You must have the right clothing. I'm not talking about the clothing that you wear on your body. I'm talking about the clothing that you will have in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, of His purity, His holiness. Are you wearing that robe, that wedding garment today? As you have that on, then you'll be prepared and ready for that feast. These folks have set the Lord first in their life, and that's the beginning of a happy home. But I challenge you both, because you must also set the Lord first in your marriage. In your mind, your heart. If you put the Lord first, then naturally you will put the other person before yourself. Because true joy is putting the Lord Jesus in the first place. It is putting others in the second place and yourselves in the last place. And that will be certainly remedy. It will be a help. The recipe of happy home. You see, because selfishness and wanting to have your own way. Norman, I say this to you. If you determine to have your own way in your relationship and you neglect to honor your wife in the due course, then that will be a pathway paved for breakdown and for unhappiness. And when we break down, we're not building up. There has to be a building up. And the way of Christ is to ask, how can I put Him first in our relationship? And so as you ask and pray that prayer, the Lord indeed will bless you. Because as He said to Samuel, "Them that honor Me, I will honor." And when God stamps that word upon the life and relationship of people, it is so precious. Set the Lord first in your life. The Lord has set the structure of marriage with man as the head of the home. But this will only work, Norman, as you have made Christ the head of your own life. The head of a home does not mean a tyrant. The head of the home means a loving leader. And husbands who are here today, we all need to review where we are on that point. And Norman, today you're embarking on this journey. And as you set the Lord before you in the first place, that He might have the preeminence in your life, that will be reflected and seen in the life of your wife. Matthew Henry, the great commentator, He made a very poignant illustration of the fact that God made Eve from the rib of Adam. And He took the woman from the man by His side. Not from His feet to be walked on, not from His head to be above Him, but from His side, under His arm, to be protected, loved, and cherished. And I believe that you would do well to follow that. If you upset this delicate balance, then you must expect anxiety, tension, and a troubled home. For when the Lord is made first, and He is set as the head, and your desire of honoring Him is first, then that will bring peace and contentment and a happy wife. And someone once told me that a happy wife is a happy life. So I think you do well to pay attention to that. You must also set the Lord first as parents. If God blesses you with children, be warned not to set them above or before the things of God. Your children will be given to you in the will of God, and you must determine that your family will see that the Lord is first in what you do. Because our families are an institution set up by the Lord, a gift from God, our children are, and as He blesses in His will, then we will have a happy and a blessed home, and our children will grow to honor and to love Him. And so, my good brother Norman, my sister Deborah, Marie, or Debbie, or Deb, as we all know you, may the rich blessing of our triune God be upon you both, and that in all things the Lord Jesus may be magnified. At this time, we're going to have a choir that's going to sing. First of all, we're going to ask you to turn to your bulletin, and we're going to sing a hymn the congregation will, O Give Us Homes. You'll find that on the inside of your program today. I'll ask the congregation to please stand as we sing this hymn, O Give Us Homes, Where Christ is Lord and Master.
Oh, give us homes where Christ is Lord and Master. The Bible read, the precious hymns will sound. Where prayer comes first, in peace or in disaster, and prayer is in love before a face that matters, and Christ sufficient is for old and young. O Lord our God, our homes are Thine forever. We trust in Thee, their problems, toils, and care. Let all of us, no enemy can sever. If Thou art always Lord and Master there, be Thou the center of ever. Be Thou our guest, our hearts and homes to share.
The congregation may be seated. Now, as the choir that is before us will sing this hymn, Be Thou My Vision, the wedding party will sign the register. Would you please take your program and turn to the hymn, Now Thank We All Our God, with hearts and hands and voices. Let's stand, please, to sing.
All praise and thanks to God, the Father now we give. God, Son, and Giver, reign with Him in highest heaven. Come, Holy Spirit, O God, whose word has left that door.
Well, it gives me a great honor. Well, first of all, I have to tell you this. When Debbie and Norm and I were meeting beforehand for a couple of sessions of speaking about marriage and what it all means and what the life is going to be together, and I don't know that I'm an authority to talk about that, by the way, but anyways, I was the one to give them some help and encouragement. So I was just sharing with him in our last meeting. I said, Norm, you know something? They say that a man is not really completed until he gets married. And then he's finished. So I don't know. But brother, I know that's not going to be the case for you. Okay? It gives me great honor and a great delight to be able to present to you Mr. and Mrs. Norman Lanting.